the Irish green, and look at the move he's making down to the inside. He moves to the front with the fifth all the way to the lead in lap one. Walsh takes win number two.
Peter.
Walsh. Ladies and gents, it is Japanese Grand Prix time. Oh, we are back, baby. This is one of the best circuits, guys, on the whole entire Canada. For the roster for the whole year. It's an incredible track, guys. This is one of the best ones out there. There's no doubt about it. The drivers always say it. It's so quick, high-speed track. Big downforce on the car. Mechanical grip is going to be very, very big. Very important, because you want to minimize the downforce on the car as much as you can. Personally, I think they're going to be running about 75% downforce, because it's a high-speed track, but it's the corners that make it high-speed, okay? It's not, as in, it's not the straights. So this is not like Monza, where you've got just long straights and you just take off as much wing as you can. This is very, very important to get through these bends, and we're going to go through a lot here, guys. There's a lot to talk about today. A lot of drama, obviously, unfolding in the last couple of weeks. Wow. Just with Mr. Vowles acting the dumb ass, should I say, by putting his boy Albon into the car. Not a good idea. They didn't even score a goddamn point. And he's just opened up a can of worms here now for the whole team. The team is going to be on edge. I know what this feels like, guys. You take your car, your driver out of the car, and you put in the other guy into the guy's car, this is causing some tension. I mean, I wouldn't say I would go this far, maybe. It's kind of like you just slept with some guy's wife here, you know? Like, it's not, you're stepping on toes big time here. Like, big time. And a lot of people are saying, oh man, is this going to keep going? Yes, it is, because the problem here is, guys, they don't have, Williams do not have a spare car for Japan. Now, what happens if it happens again? Albon rides the car off in Japan, and what are they going to do? Now, the update at the moment is, after Australian Grand Prix, apparently they flew the car back to England to get it repaired, Albon's car, and they've brought it back over now. So, I mean, that's a lot of effort to be flying the car back home to England, getting it fixed, and then bringing it back over. But that's what they've done. And this is going to be so... My heart goes out to Logan Sargeant. Honest to God. Because even if they go through practice and nothing happens, even if they go through qualifying, he's still going to have that in the back of his head going, so... Did Albon keep it in one piece? I mean, it's going to just eat away at you, guys. It really is. It's going to make you pissed off as in like, oh, I got to wait for this fella now to either crash or not. And I'll know if I'm racing this weekend. It horrific feeling. Horrific. I've personally never, ever seen this in the racing world. When I was around, I don't think I've ever even heard of this ever happen in Formula 1 or karting or Formula 2, Formula 3, Formula 4. I don't think I've ever heard it. I just can't remember that it's ever happened. But my God. Hopefully Albon doesn't crash the goddamn car. And then Logan Sargeant can actually get his race in this weekend. My heart goes out to the wee lad. So fingers crossed for Logan Sargeant. Okay, so ladies and gents, the Drivers' Championship. Well, there's been certainly a lot of drama as we spoke, but... This is great for us because it keeps things close for now, which is fantastic. And let's bring up the points, shall we? So here we go. Maxi Boy is on 51 in the lead just by 4 points. So you got Max Verstappen in the lead with 51. Charles Leclerc in second with 47 points, only 4 behind. Sergio in third in the Red Bull. In 46 points, Carlos in 4th position with 40 points, Oscar Piastri in 5th with 28, Lando 6th position with 27 points, Seventh position is George Russell with 18. Eighth position, Fernando with 16. Ninth position, Lance Stroll with 9. And 10th is Lewis Hamilton. So you can see, guys, I mean, even Verstappen, Leclerc here, it's wide open again. This makes it great viewing for us. All it takes is Charles Leclerc to have one or two good races now in the next four or five races. And game on. Game on. Now, if it wasn't for Verstappen's DNF in Australia, well, then we're looking at a different scenario. So it's not that the Red Bull is unreliable now. No. I mean, when was the last time they had a retirement? Jeez, it was a long time ago. A mechanical problem. So, look, I just think it happens every now and then. Of course it does. I wouldn't say it's going to be a trend now. It's, oh, well, you know, it's they've done it once now. Is it going to happen again? I wouldn't go that far either. But, hey, look, jeez, you never know, right? You never know. Okay, so where do we go now? Let's have a look. Now, guys, I want to show you the track here now. And we're going to obviously do an onboard lap as well, like we've done for all the other races. And we're going to go through the most important corners on the track. So you can see here now. Here we go. This is the track, Suzuka. Before we go on the onboard, guys, we'll just have a quick look here on the chart. And guys, here's where they really need to be paying attention. Corner 13. That is the big one. It's Spoon Curve. And they need to be coming out of the chicane here at 11. Flat out as fast as they can, up to 13. Because what's going to happen here, guys, this is all about momentum. Keeping the speed, keeping the rhythm, keeping the momentum up all the way around this track. Now, if you've seen my other videos, that is pretty much the aim of the game at most tracks. That you keep the speed up, okay? And again, it's very, very important here. Very, very important. If they get through turn 13 well, then they're going through turn 14. So in a way, turn 13 and 14 are kind of like one corner. Now, they're not, but I know from racings that you treat this as one long corner. So you have to keep the speed up and momentum up going through 13. Keep it very, very smooth. Then you go into 14. Again, very, very smooth coming through. You got to keep the power up momentum because you've got this big, long straight all the way into 130 or which is a full speed corner. And even though, I mean, it is a corner, but it's flat out. So if you carry even just a half a mile, I mean, we're talking millimeters here, you know, and you get out of this turn 14 well, you go through 15, which 15, guys, is an easy flat. This isn't they're on the limit and oh, they've got to really focus. No, it's a simple flat out corner for them. So it's a no-brainer. So it's all about getting out of 13, carry the momentum through 14 all the way up to that chicane turn 16 and 17 before you get onto the main straight again. Okay, so let's go for a lap on board. Okay, guys, here we go now. Down the Suzuka main straight from 8th all the way down into 5th gear now. Really quick corners here now. Left, right, transition of the car and balance is very important. Very smooth track, so you can use these curbs to your advantage, which is really, really good to keep the momentum up. Keep that power now, smoothly does it, going through here, going steep uphill, down into this next section, down a few gears, now into the next one, have to keep the smooth leading up into the chicane here. And here he comes up into the chicane, down to third, that's good, he's actually just gone a little wide, but it still works, it still goes. Now here's the most important part of the track. The spoon curves, two corners, but you have to treat them as one corner here. Down a few, get onto that curve just that little bit. Now maximize the power and the space. Get on that curve on the outside. You've got this big, long straight now going down this long straight. You can easily gain a couple of tenths here, guys, to maximize getting pole position. Going through 130 or very, very quick. Full speed, easy corner, slamming hard on the brakes now through this last chicane, bringing it back on to the main straight, and that's Lewis Hamilton getting pole position in Japan. Guys, that was the onboard footage. So a couple of interesting points to talk about here. So they're saying that, well, it's a really good scenario here now for us to watch. Ferrari's threat to Red Bull. Okay. Yes, Ferrari are in the championship run for now. But it's only because Red Bull had a DNF. So, like, they're not a million miles away. Of course they're not. But let's not get carried away here too quick, all right? Now, look, guys, I'm a Ferrari fan. I'd love to see them do well, especially Leclerc. But let's just keep this realistic here. I wouldn't be getting too excited, okay, if you were a Ferrari fan. I wouldn't be getting too carried away here, all right? I'm not trying to burst anybody's bubble here. I'm certainly not. Just don't want anybody getting their hopes up and then thinking, oh my God, if they don't do the job, well, what's going to happen now? I mean, there's no doubt about it. Red Bull are going to come out the gate storming here in Japan. That's what they're going to be going for. Now, they're not too worried, as I honestly think as a team, they're not too worried about it now. What they would have done afterwards, they would have inspected that car and made sure they knew exactly what happened. Now, chances are, they probably knew just after the race, even on the lap where the car blew up. So I wouldn't be getting too carried away, like I said. Now, the thing is, if they didn't find out the problem, then they might have a worry here because they're like, oh my God, is this going to happen again? So if they know the problem, they can fix it. Done. Move on. Let's go. Now, it's definitely affected their race. There's no two ways about it. Oh, I'm sorry, the championship for now. It's still very early in the year to be getting too carried away because, look, like you see, right, this could go the 180 now. Ferrari could have a DNF this weekend and bang, Verstappen wins and he pulls out a huge lead. So, but, you know, it makes it exciting for us, right? It makes it really exciting, which is awesome. So, and it's cool to see Ferrari up there. Have they fixed their problem when it comes to qualifying versus the race? Now, as we've seen, guys, last year, Ferrari, they could put it on pole. In fact, they had a really good chance of putting it on pole last year. I think they're still in a bit of that situation here. What I did like to see in Australia is that they struggled a little bit. And if you remember my last podcast episode, sometimes it's actually a good thing that you've lost a bit of momentum where you were strong because they're strong at the wrong point. Now, Red Bull didn't worry about it. Okay, they obviously wanted to put it on pole or off pole, front row. But if they didn't, they knew their race pace would be bloody good. And it always has been for the last couple of years. So, watching Ferrari not be explosive in qualifying, I actually thought that was a good thing. Because they're going back this way, they're going backwards a few steps to make the car better for the race. And at the end of the day, look, of course every driver and every team, they all want to put it on pole. Of course they do. But if you gotta choose between both, you're choosing the race every day of the week, twice on Sundays. Of course, because that's where it really matters, the race pace. So that's going to be Ferrari's aim here to obviously get that race pace sorted. Will they be able to do it? Time will tell. And let's just go through again Alonso's penalty. Has anybody seen it? Fernando Alonso should have never got a 20-second penalty. It was ridiculous, guys. 20-second penalty for George Russell crashing. Now, hey, look, if you're a George Russell fan, great, no problem. I totally respect who you're into. I'm just not going to stand up for a stupid mistake George Russell made. And I'm sorry, guys, but it is. And even my favorite driver, Alonso. If Alonso made a stupid mistake, I'd be calling him out on set and making a stupid mistake. I've made stupid mistakes. Every driver has made stupid mistakes in their career at some point. So look, Russell gets on the brakes, hits the brake pedal too hard, gets the car all over the place. Alonso, they're saying that he may have brake tested him. And the problem here is, they're saying it was potential dangerous driving. That is ridiculous. It's either dangerous or it's not. You can't give somebody a penalty, potential dangerous driving. Do you know what I mean? It's either dangerous and you give them the 20-second penalty, or it's not. Like, make your mind up, boys. Where is this coming from, potentially dangerous? And I don't know. Are they getting under pressure by Mercedes and they're just getting hounded? I don't know, but either way, you should still tell Mercedes to go F off. And I'm serious, by the way. You know, you're the FIA, you're the governing body. You're not in control by Mercedes. Mercedes don't have all control over you. You're in control of the race and the situation. It wasn't good. So the chassis situation at Williams, well, look, we've spoken about that already. It'll be interesting to see, because mark my words, guys, and we'll leave it here on this topic. If Albon has a crash again in Japan or another track where they do not have a spare car, there's a very, very good chance, I mean excellent chance, that they're going to be putting Albon back in that car again, into Logan Sargeant's car, which, my God, my blood was boiling when I saw that for him. Jesus. Tsunoda in fine form, they're saying here. Now, we look at Tsunoda. He's a good little racer, you know? I mean, he can do the job, man. You know, he's a good little racer. He gets stuck in, I have to say. And they're saying one driver targeting a repeat on both counts is Tsunoda. The driver reached qualifying three in front of his home fans the last time he raked at Suzuka, just outside the points, and then AlphaTauri lacked the performance to hold on to a top 10 finish. So it'll be interesting to see now what happens with Tsunoda at Japan. Of course, it's his home track. He's going to be really wanting to bring home a result this weekend. Of course he will. And you wouldn't blame him. And okay, guys, look, before we head off here today, we gotta talk about these driver silly season lineups. Carlos Sainz now apparently going to Red Bull, but now he's gonna go to Mercedes. I mean, there's so many websites and articles talking about these type of scenarios. It's not. I just don't believe everything you hear, guys. I genuinely do believe F1.com, Formula1.com. That's definitely the best website out there. You can see all these, like, aliens have crash-landed on Lewis Hamilton's car, and now they're taking over the car. What's going to happen next? Right, this all these sort of ridiculous stories, but F1 never published these. They're not looking for some headlines. They're not looking for views and likes. They're just keeping it real. I'll try and keep it real as well, always for you. And when I say trying, of course, because I'll make sure that if I'm calling something out, it is truthful. And even if I'm not sure it's not, well, then I'm going to say, maybe, guys, you know, apparently it's this, apparently it's that. But I'm not going to try and BS you guys. I'm not here to do that at all. I want to keep this real. So, before we go, prediction time. Oh, Jesus. That time again, where I suck at predictions. Who's gonna go for it? In qualifying, I'm gonna go for Verstappen. For some reason, that car is really good. It generates self-grip. And Suzuka, I think, is gonna be a good track for them. I think we're gonna have Verstappen on pole, Leclerc off pole, Carlos Sainz in third, followed by Perez in fourth. I think it's going to be a Ferrari and Red Bull lockout on first two rows. And then Verstappen, you'd have to put your odds on Verstappen winning the race. The race pace is good. Now look, we don't know. Ferrari could have something up their sleeve here, and I wouldn't be surprised either if they do. So it could be a very interesting race. Ferrari are not going to be slouches around this track, that is for sure. So Ferrari could pull us out of their ass here, and maybe that's even a bit of a stretch, even saying that they're going to pull it out of their ass. I think they've got a good chance. And hey, they could be close enough to Red Bull here this weekend that they get a right pit stop, time it right, get everything perfectly, get out quick, they could overtake Red Bull. So it'll be very interesting. Plus, guys, when the cars are following each other behind each other around here, so even if you've got a 1-2 battle for the win, because it's a high-speed track and you're relying on downforce, you've got a lot of things that can go wrong, because you get too close to the car in front, you're losing downforce. So you're going to lose grip, you're going to lose lap time, performance in general. So it's one of those tracks that it can bite you on the ass. It can bite you on the ass. So that is it, guys, for today. Thanks for watching on YouTube, or thanks for listening on Spotify or Apple or anywhere you're listening. And of course, we will be back on Monday with the Japanese Grand Prix highlights. So guys, let's get cracking. It's going to be a cracker of a race, I think. Woo-hoo-hoo. Talk to you later, guys. Bye-bye.
Walsh running the Irish green, and look at the move he's making down to the inside. Moves to the front with the fifth all the way to the lead in lap one. Walsh takes win number two.
Peter. Walsh. 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 Walsh.